Import medics?
Yeah, how you doing? Is Somsanukin?
No, sir.
No?
No, not yet.
Do you know?
He went to go run some errands.
Oh, did he? Okay. Do you know when he'll be back?
Probably in about 30 minutes, hopefully.
30 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, and who's this?
It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
And if you could just let him know I called, and then can I leave a number with you?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, am I saying his name right? How do I...
Somsanuk?
Somsanuk, okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to make sure. but yeah, my phone number is 858-909-8867.
Okay. Yes, sir. I am his wife. I know that he's trying to, I guess, get a loan from you.
Yeah. And I spoke with him yesterday briefly. He was supposed to call me back, but he was having some phone issues. And I just want to see if I can help him out with whatever questions you guys might have.
Okay. I mean, I know that he was trying to get all the paperwork for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I wasn't in the conversation, I guess, from the beginning, so I really don't know how serious he want to pursue it, I guess you can say.
Yeah, sure.
And until he started putting all the paperwork together, and I know that he had mentioned to me, I mean, we do have debts due to the fact that, you know, when we first started opening the business, we used our own, I guess, line of credit
mm-hmm.
to establish some of the stuff that we have. And I don't know, I'm not saying that that I don't trust you. It's just, you know,
sure.
because you're, I mean, you're located in California and,
sure.
and we have done business with, I guess, out of state and it didn't turn out good.
Oh, I'm
you know,
sorry
it was
to
giving,
hear that.
Yeah. And it was like a trouble type thing. And we're kind of stuck with it, you know. I mean, it wasn't like a loan or anything. It was like a merchant account, and it didn't seem the way, or it didn't turn out the way he had told us to be. So,
oh,
yeah, and we're stuck with the contract for 3 years, you know,
oof.
And so that's why we're trying to diligently, I guess, do our research and making sure that everything, you know, done correctly.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
no, so I totally get that, and I can appreciate where you're coming from, and you're not the first business that has mentioned that, you know, that they've worked with an out-of-state lender or bank and just didn't work out well. So I get it, mm-hmm. and I understand. So that's why, I mean, if there's anything I can do to help, you know, clear it up, I would love to be able to, you know, answer any
yeah.
questions or concerns you guys might have.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We've been around for almost 14 years now. I don't know if you guys have taken a look at our website, but we have over 100 plus Google Plus reviews from other businesses who enjoy working with us, and we help out businesses every day. So I know he said he was looking only for around 15K, possibly in capital, and he did mention that you and him you guys are 50-50 on the business.
Yes, I mean, even though we're, you know, married, but
mm-hmm.
I guess that from the beginning, that was what was done.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case, I don't know, because it's a business type thing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
It's not that I'm trying to, it's not that I'm his wife and trying to take control over anything. It's just
you don't got to explain it. I get it. Yeah.
Yes,
I get it.
But one thing I do have a question about, I mean.
Sure.
What is it that you needed?
So I sent him the application. I needed
yeah.
6 months of the business bank statements.
Okay.
And then the most recent tax return. Okay. Did you guys file 2015 already?
Yes, we did.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I don't need the whole tax return. I actually just need the page that shows your guys' sales for 2015.
Okay, and what page would that be?
You know, it depends on, let me see, how are you guys structured? You're an LLC, so I think that's schedule.
We file as an S-Corp. I mean,
oh, you file as S-Corp.
Yeah, I mean, you would understand that with an S-Corp, you know, any losses pertaining, we would, or the personal would carry it.
Absolutely. No, I understand.
Yeah, but I know with establishing a new business, I guess you would be aware of it too, that with any, well, for us, it was more, I mean, there was growth, you know, like with WinWork, our software, it calculated for the 2 years, I don't know, with the 2 years that Noki had mentioned, it, or the 2 years, not even 2 years, we just opened a year and a half. I mean, it grows half a million or
Okay, that's good.
on what, but I mean, in reality, I guess with doing, you know, filing returns, it was a loss, you know, for us for last when we filed it. So I don't know if.
That doesn't affect anything.
Okay.
In fact, a lot of businesses I work with always come pretty much at the end show that they made a loss.
Yeah.
Really, what the tax return is, what we're looking for is just we want to see your total sales for that
Okay.
year. That's really all we care about. And then to show that you guys are really filing your taxes, that is another reason why we ask for the tax return.
Even though we only filed for the 2015, we only have 1 year, I guess, to show for it.
Yep,
That's fine.
that's not going to hurt you in any way. We don't look at that as a negative thing. So, like I said, it's literally just for us to kind of, it shows us that you guys are an established business and that
Okay.
you have filed, paid your taxes, you know, basically. So, and then the bank statements, what we really go off of is your sales. So that's what we're really looking at is your gross annual sales. I know your husband mentioned you guys have pretty decent credit on there for the both of you, which is going to help you out as well. He mentioned that you guys are looking to get some equipment. Is that still on the table?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
I know that we're, well, a lot of business, I know I'm, you know, I'm probably giving you too much of a detail, but I'm gonna let you know anyway. But
Sure.
like we're having some inquiries, like other business wanted to do business with us, you know, like bringing their vehicle, and there this guy had mentioned, you know, they have 30 cars and they want to come to us,
Oh wow.
but we have to have this certain equipment.
To be able to
And
take him in.
yes, and I don't
Okay.
want to, you know, turn him away just because of what we
Absolutely.
don't have. And that's
Absolutely.
the reason why I guess we inquired about this.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, when is he supposed to, when are you guys supposed to start that contract with him?
Well, he's as soon as we can let him know that we have that equipment.
Okay. Well,
Yeah.
I don't, that's what, how much are you going to make off that one customer with that project?
I really don't know. He say that he can bring to us like 30 plus cars. You know, that's a lot to me, I think.
What's the average that you guys would make on per car off of that?
I have no idea, sir. That we'll
Okay.
have to talk to Noak. I'm just the office person.
No, I'm just trying to figure because I don't want you guys to lose money. So, I mean, I
Okay.
know this machine, this piece of equipment, anywhere between 20 to 40,000 is kind of what he mentioned to me.
Oh, okay.
So, I want to
I
get
mean, with
this.
this particular customer, I mean, he has come to us probably 4 times, and I mean, every time he is like he's it was spent between 500 to 800, you know, per car.
Okay. Yeah, let's I mean, I don't want you guys to lose out on any money, so I want to be able to
Yeah.
get this as soon as possible for you. We work pretty quickly.
Okay.
But I can't get you guys hard numbers until I get that application in. And
Okay. So it
I
doesn't
need
mean that whatever Noah had asked from you, it doesn't mean that that's the number that we're gonna get, you can say.
Exactly.
Okay.
My goal is to get you the best rate possible and obviously
Uh-huh.
give you guys options, right? So I want to be able to, you know, give you a higher amount of what you're approved for, and you can decide to take it or you can decide not to take it. There really is no obligation there, but it really gives you guys a better idea of what you can do for your business.
Yes, sir.
No.
Okay.
Okay, and since you guys are 50-50, let him know that I would need your signature on the application as well.
Okay.
So it will just show that his signature, but if you could sign like next to it or above it, because you guys are 50-50 on paper, I would need your signature as well on there.
Okay. And what time you're there?
I'm here all the way to about 3:30 today. So
Okay,
you guys are
3:30
in
California time.
Yeah, so you guys are 3 hours ahead. of me. You're in Louisiana, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I was born in New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a Saints fan.
What made you end up in Cali?
My dad was in the military.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he joined the military, and we were stuck in California for like 20 years, and I just kind of stayed here. But I go back there every few years for big family reunions, and I love it. I love going to visit Louisiana. I'm a huge Saints fan.
Oh, okay. Well, the good always the good is great. The food is great. I mean,
absolutely, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
I always
okay,
love that.
Okay. Well, whenever Nook comes in, I'm gonna. I know he's very busy. It's just him, you know. He's pretty much doing everything that 6-7 people would do. So
dang.
He has a lot in his hand.
Sure. I get
yes,
it.
Sir. So once he comes back, I'm going to ask him what, you know, what is there left, and hopefully I can take care of that. You know, so you and I guess I can fax it over to you, or how are we going to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. If he would like me to, you know, to work with you, or if you guys want me to, you know, because I know he's busy, if I can just talk with you and, you know, get that paperwork in, I'd be more than happy to, you know, like I said, work with either one of you, and or if not both of you, and hopefully get you a solution.
I'd rather let you work with me because I'm very, you know, very detailed and stuff.
I can appreciate that. He, you know, I'm sure he appreciates that, of just knowing
yes.
that, okay, she did her homework and she knows what's going on and read all the details, and I'm sure he'll feel very confident with you with what you have to say and
yes,
what's going
sir.
On. Okay, what was
okay.
your name again?
My name is Kim.
Kim, okay, Kim. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Yes,
and,
sir, indeed.
Yeah, do you have the same email, Kim? Are you at... sk@importmedics.com?
No, mine is going to be khem@importmedics.com.
khem@importmedics.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Well, I tell you what, I will go ahead and shoot you another email with just what I would need, and just in case you don't have the application, another copy of it. And then it'll also have my contact info on there. So if you need to get a hold of me, feel free to do so.
Yes, sir, of course.
Okay, Kim. And when's a good time for me to follow up with you if I don't hear anything back?
I guess you can follow up with me. I know today is Friday. You know what? I will shoot you an email. How about that? To let
that
you
works.
Know that you know we're still taking care of it.
That works.
And probably first thing in the morning, I will. First thing Monday morning, I can give you a call.
Perfect. Sounds good, Kim.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for your time, and let me know if you have any other questions, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Bye.